Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune. He rewrites that tune in the style of a great classical composer. We get a caller on the line who tries to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. And we actually have two callers on the line today from Attleboro, Massachusetts. Bo Smith. Bo, welcome to PT.
Thank you.
And Sylvia, say your last name for me.
Pacheco.
Sylvia Pacheco. Sylvia, so good to have you.
So good to be here. So excited.
And the two of you met studying music just a few years ago. Is that right?
Yeah, it was 4 years ago. Our anniversary is actually next week. And this is like kind of part of the gift. So I'm so excited.
Anniversary present, playing the Piano Puzzler on the air. Fantastic. And how do you listen to Piano Puzzlers?
We listen on the podcast.
Any particular activity, or is it an accompaniment for any particular part of your life?
While we're doing chores. Yes.
Perfect. So wash dishes, listen to a Piano Puzzler. So I assume you guys are at the sink washing dishes right now.
No, we're taking some time off from the chores.
Okay. So Bruce is here. He'll play this Piano Puzzler for you. We'll see if you can name the hidden tune and the composer whose style he's mimicking. Normally, I say that I'm here in case you need any help, and I don't know what's coming either, but the two of you have each other, so you've already got your phone-a-friend built in.
Perfect. Great.
Okay, I'm getting the feeling that you're a little nervous. Is there nervousness coming from Attleboro, Massachusetts?
Oh, absolutely not. We're ready to go.
Okay. Then here we go. Here's Bruce Adolph with your Piano Puzzler. Sylvia and Bo, what do you think?
It's a lot easier when we're doing the dishes.
Anything in there you recognized?
No.
That's a good question.
Why don't we just start with the style of the composer? What kinds of things are you hearing there?
I don't think it's French, but I want to say French.
Well, I think you were right to not think it. You know that old expression, I don't know what I think till I hear what I say?
I'm going to take a guess at the composer, Chopin.
I wonder if I shouldn't play it again now that we've gone through it. Play some of it again?
Sure. Let's hear a little bit of that again.
Thank you.
saved the difficult one for us, I see.
Bo, your first thought was maybe it was a French composer, and that was actually my first thought. The very first phrase, I thought, oh, it sounds impressionistic. But then I heard something a little bit later that made me change my thought about who the composer is that Bruce is mimicking here. I heard a rhythmic device.
Oh, okay, I got it.
Is it perhaps Brahms?
Yes, it is Brahms.
Johannes Brahms. So
I'd like to say that it's more than Brahms, if you can say such a thing, because it's from a particular piano piece of Brahms, and it's a particular piece that I can understand the French sidetracking, because it's famous for being harmonically very unusual, and that opening does sound French.
Almost impressionistic.
Yeah, and the ending is, I mean, these things are actually by Brahms, those things that make you think that.
Uh-huh. So it's German composer Johannes Brahms, whose style is being imitated here. And what about a tune that's hidden in this piano puzzler?
When it's one that I don't know, I always think it's like a show tune. It's like, da, 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 da.
If the two of you met 4 years ago in school, this is well before your time, if it's the song I'm thinking of.
It is a show tune.
Oh, man.
It's from a very popular show.
I have a very limited knowledge of musicals.
I'm hearing a line that's, there were birds.
Oh, yes.
But I never heard them singing.
Well, Fred, you're correct.
No, I never heard them at all.
So you don't know that tune?
No.
Oh,
okay. What is it? What is it?
Till there was you.
Yeah, till there was you.
Till there was you.
Oh, no.
You know, these chords, they're very unusual for Brahms, but they are by Brahms. They're from Klavierstück Opus 119, number 1.
One of his very late compositions toward the very end of his life when he was writing those beautiful, reflective pieces for solo piano, and this is one of those.
And one of the things I love about that piece is the end. You think that's the last note, but then he does this. And that's very dissonant. It's all the notes of the scale, descending thirds. And then it resolves finally to a B minor chord. And so, Till There Was You would go, Till There Was You. And I have...
That's cool.
Ending just the way Brahms ended.
I gotta listen to more Brahms.
Yeah, we could all stand some more Brahms in our lives, I think.
Tons.
Absolutely. Well, you named the composer whose style Bruce was imitating, and that's really the heart of the piano puzzler. So, Sylvia and Bo, nicely done.
Oh, great.
Oh, we did it.
We did it. We have a t-shirt.
All right, now, let me hear a nice high five, okay?
All right, you ready?
Yeah. Nice high five there from Sylvia and Bo calling us from Attleboro, Massachusetts. Bo and Sylvia, thank you so much for playing this week's Piano Puzzler.
Thank you so much. It was a blast.
Thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, friend.